This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yes, the three dreaded letters, IRS, high fives, or give them an elbow, because the new filing deadline is May 17th. So if you were dreading April 17th, you get an extra month to file those taxes. And if you owe no penalties, why is that? We'll talk about it. Sadly, a rampage in Georgia amplifies a lot of the fear among Asian Americans that they are being targeted. However, the suspect in the killing of eight people at Atlanta spas has been charged with murder, but investigators say he had a sex addiction, and that's what that had to do with, not targeting Asian American women. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are, you are safe, sound, and wearing something green maybe still. Did you have a green donut today? I have a confession to make. For the first time ever in my life, I had a green donut. I don't try to have too much sugar, and boy, I could feel it after I had that green donut. But Krispy Kreme gave me a free donut because I was wearing my green. So there you go. And then, of course, the Hubs bought like five others. Who knows how many are left? I know that he immediately went to bed because he had a sugar rush. But I think the big rush is that some people also who desperately needed the money, the stimulus money, got it. And a lot of people needed it that didn't necessarily say that they needed it because, you know, money is a funny thing and nobody wants to talk about lack of economic power or the things that have happened to so many. The great equalizer, I think, in some ways, the pandemic, because people who had really good, secure jobs that they worked so hard to get suddenly found they didn't have those jobs anymore. So kind of a double break, in a sense, getting stimulus money that is not paid back. I mean, you could say we will take it out in some other way, but now with the fact that you can also, with the backlog the IRS already has, the fact that with these delays, et cetera, and stimulus benefits and getting them out, that pushed things another month for people who I think really need it. It's like a little mini extension, so there's more flexibility because we're still in this unprecedented crisis, so bravo. I'm not surprised. I wondered why it hadn't happened before. Remember in the pandemic in 2020, and of course that was really unprecedented when we were hit with that tsunami, then it was pushed all the way to July. So this makes much more sense to do it. I mean, look, the backlog is like 24 million filings. That's what some of the data shows for the IRS, right? Including 12.3 million paper-based tax returns that the IRS has gotten, but they haven't started processing, you know, the stuff, some of it, for the past two tax years. I mean, this is how awful it is, right? So anyway, that's the positive news. The sad thing on the day that we would be talking about, as I say this show is about what is the buzz in your backyard and mine, is this sick crime in Georgia. You know, this guy was 21 years old, Robert Aaron Long. And what drove him to go to these spas? He went into a spa in Atlanta and just started opening fire. And then he drove away, and so four people were shot and then ultimately killed. He drove away, went to another spa, and a spa across from that one. And what he told investigators himself is confessing to doing it. He said he had a sexual addiction, and he had frequented spas in the past, and they were a temptation for him that he wanted to wipe off the face of the earth. He described himself as a devout Christian, and he said it wasn't anything to do with racially being motivated racially. He said they're not totally excluding that, but he said that he had been in and out of facilities to try to get the deviant sexual behavior out of him. So that's what he wanted to eliminate. He was charged in all 8 killings. He was charged with 4 counts of murder, 1 count of aggravated assault for the attacks in northern suburban Cherokee County. That's where the killings began. That's where he lives. And he was charged with 4 counts of homicide in Atlanta, where some of the other victims were. And, of course, he'll make his first court appearance over Zoom on Thursday. And this is the same story that we hear over and over again. He grows up in Woodstock, Georgia, 30 miles from downtown Atlanta. By all accounts, pastors, neighbors paint a picture of this guy as a young man who was active and visible at the First Baptist Church in Milton and was well-liked, graduated 2017, didn't have a criminal record. But tell that to the families of the people who lost people that they love. I mean, just an awful, awful, awful thing. And, of course, because of some of the hate crimes against Asian Americans, since it's really spiked across the U.S. since the start of the pandemic, I mean, you know how many it is? I was looking this up today, 3,800 hate-related incidents, reported ones, in 50 states, in all 50 states. And now when this happened, immediately, you know, the light goes on. Oh, no, not another one of these. But what he told investigators, I think, is going to turn out to be true based on some of the dots being there that lead to facilities he went to and having that addiction and feeling guilty and whatnot, and being somebody who went to a spa and said that was the thing that really, really motivated him. But it's sad, sad, sad all the way around. If you live in the Southeast, it's particularly a crazy time because of all of the twisters in this Wednesday that we saw and may see some on Thursday, too. I mean, these severe thunderstorms spawning all kinds of intense tornadoes that hit parts of Louisiana and Arkansas. Mississippi had a bunch. Alabama, a terrible in Tuscaloosa. A lot of the kids that were in Alabama, University of Alabama, were hiding under a, you know, taking cover, really, under a parking structure. And the total area covered about 45 million people with this severe weather. You could see tornadoes. I mean, large hail, damaging winds. I've been looking at this stuff for the last couple of hours. Pretty bad. And like I said, Mississippi really, really got hit. And so did Alabama. And if you go on to whatever device it is that you use to search and you just type in any of this stuff, because this, of course, is radio, you will see things that are unreal. These giant, giant funnel clouds, these individual supercells, as they call them, and how they develop ahead of those mainline storms that really, really can catch you sometimes off guard. All right, we're flipping to the other side and walking to the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah!
The mailbag, we didn't have to dig very hard. Thanks to all of you. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. 24/7, send us your thoughts. This one from Jake. Kate, what did you do for St. Patrick's Day? Corned beef, perhaps? A little cabbage? A little green beer? Well, I said it at the top. None of the above. A sugar-filled Krispy Kreme green donut. They had a run on the green donuts when I was in. I got a fresh hot one right off of the machine because they were making them when we went in because they were just cleared. All kinds of green donuts were just gone. They were very, very popular apparently during the day. You know, it's interesting in talking about St. Patrick's Day because of the pandemic, a little bit different in past years what it means with the parties, the bigger parades, the money that's spent on St. Patrick's Day. You might be surprised. Quickly, I'll say this. So 49% of us celebrated St. Patrick's Day in a more subdued way, down from 57% last year. And in 2018, if you look at it, the people who celebrated St. Patrick's Day spent an average of $40.77 on Guinness, corned beef and cabbage, Irish stew, other Irish favorites. But that was down from $42.96 in 2020. Total spending? $5.15 billion. That's down $1 billion from a year ago. I bet you next year it's going to be a much different story, thanks to my friend Elliot Eisenberg, the bow tie economist, for those numbers. All right, this one is from Sam. Sam, I am. Kate, I hope you're safe. I saw the tornado warnings, and it was pretty scary. I saw something about EF2, et cetera, in Mississippi, and then I saw something in Alabama, and people, I think, are crazy in the southeast. They get so close to these tornadoes and must pull out their cell phones and try to video them, because you see some spectacular video of these crazy tornadoes. You do. And that's what I said. If you go and you just sort of look things up, you can find people that are there. You know, they spot a tornado, they stop, and then they start to shoot it. There was one guy, I'm going to give a shout out to him, Josh Pate, and his video is starting to circulate all over the place. He plopped it up on Twitter, and it was just a giant, scary mass. It didn't even look real. I mean, it looked like a scene from the movie Twister. Remember that one with Helen Hunt from the late 90s, I want to say? That's when that movie was out. And this tornado that he shot was spotted near Shelton State Community College, just south of Tuscaloosa, and that was before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know, the good news is, I guess, for people spotting them, is they try to warn as much as they can. But as that leaves my lips, we realize there still is no way to predict when a tornado's jumping, getting bigger, or you know, hits one side of a street and misses the other. There was storm damage that was unreal in Wayne County, Mississippi, too. And there you had those grain silos. And so different from when you have houses and it's just shards of what it almost looks like sticks, right? And then some bricks, and you can see papers and things that are all over the place. In the case of the storm damage in Wayne County, there was a farm that was hit. And it was like fake aluminum foil. Like someone took their fist and, wow, look at that aluminum foil all over the place. It was just awful to see what it did. I mean, just ripped it apart, you know. I mean, here's the thing. I guess when you know and you live in Tornado Alley and you live in Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, some of these places that seem to attract it, Oklahoma, do you have a safe place to go? What do you do when you know there's a possibility of tornadoes? I mean, are you doing the thing where you're jumping in the tub, pulling the mattress over your head and praying? Or do you have a place you can escape to? I mean, look, the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, threw out a state of emergency in a statement on Tuesday saying, hey, out of an abundance of caution, we're seeing these projections, and it's saying it's likely going to be a widespread event with some of the most severe weather that'll happen late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. Take some preparations. Make them now in the event you are impacted. So I thought that was pretty smart, because it's risky. I mean, the exact risk, you don't know, but just being a little bit more prepared. And sure enough, we've already seen some of what's happened. All right, how about this one? This one is from Greg, and Greg is listening to us in Palm Springs. Kate, I listened to you right before I hit the links, and I think of you because I know you've talked about golfing out here, and it's pretty nice because with social distancing and everything else, not a lot of people are necessarily all over some of our great courses, in which in one way is a downer, and this will, of course, bounce back, and we will bounce back like everybody else. But I have to tell you, when I heard about that 21-year-old dude that went into those spas in Atlanta, my heart just sunk and felt for those women, because they kept saying that there were women, that Asian women that were killed, and that six of them were. So the thought I thought immediately was, oh, wow, what a horrible, terrible thing to happen for all of those people, and what about their families? Yeah, and if you were going down that hate crime path, it's not completely ruled out on this Robert Aaron Long, but because of what he said, what he confessed to, what clearly they've been piecing together. And, you know, while they're doing that, there was a caller that called up and called 911 and told dispatch that the suspect was kicked out of his parents' house the night before and was very emotional. That he was very emotional, and then, you know, boom, there he goes, targeting areas that he had been to before. And they had surveillance footage of him. You know, they that's how he's identified. In fact, the family identified him. You could clearly see it was him, and when he was going in, and look, you know, he had a 9mm firearm in his car when he was arrested. They blocked him out and were able to arrest him and get him because of how quickly he was identified. And it was his family who turned him in. The parents called police after seeing the surveillance footage that was posted on social media. So as much as we talk about social media and some of the horrible things with social media, there's also the other side that's tremendous with social media. And there's one of them. And his own parents see it. And they don't hesitate because they realize how horrific this whole thing is. And boom, they turn him in. All right, this one is from Charlie listening to us in New Orleans. And he says, hey, Kate, I know that you covered the Dallas Mavericks. Did you hear about Sean Bradley? It is the saddest story. And it was a freak bicycle accident, apparently. And I guess he's paralyzed. So he has his faith to lean on, and people are reaching out to him. What a shame. Yeah, for people who don't know, Sean Bradley, it was like Mr. Tall, 7'6" basketball player. And what happened was a car hit him from behind when he was riding his bicycle in January and in St. George, Utah. So he was hospitalized, spent 8 weeks in the hospital, going through rehab, all that stuff. He had neck fusion surgery, and the doctors tell him that it's a long road to recovery and all that sort of stuff, and that, you know, it's left him paralyzed when he was hit by the car. So incredibly sad. And he played with the Mavericks. He played with the Philadelphia 76ers, but with the Mavericks, and I guess that's why you're asking me that, because I would have been there then, and I did cover Bradley and did talk to Bradley, and I would have to stand on a chair the couple of times that I interviewed him for fun, and he was very nice and thought it was very funny. But 8 seasons with the Mavericks, yeah. They say he's in good spirits, and the whole thing with these bike accidents, boy, I know a lot of people that have been hit on bikes, but this one, of course, was terrible. The outcome for him, and you know, there's always hope, but paralyzed at this point and doing rehab as a former athlete, and that winning mentality that should certainly help him, I would think, in trying to get through what I would believe is a very tough time. All right, coming up, odds and ends.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing Wednesday that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion already allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona also said Wednesday that it's unlikely that the department will make vaccinations for teachers mandatory for reopening. And Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block a piece of the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of $350 billion allocated for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying Congress does not have the authority to put those kinds of conditions on funding. This is USA Radio News. Democrats have been talking about changing or getting rid of the filibuster rule since taking control of the chamber. But the Senate Minority Leader refuses to let that happen.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said, no.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, two Democrat senators also coming out against the filibuster, Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet.
Ah, yes, indeed. God bless America. Absolutely. Feel good stuff. Wow, doesn't that just give you goosebumps? Ooh, boy, oh boy. And you think, indeed, we have lost 538,000 souls to COVID-19 out of 29.6 million cases worldwide for our friends outside of America, and put in the amount of people that we've lost, 2.68 million. Some good news, new COVID-19 cases have reportedly in Texas, there was fear of the reopening so far, dropped 40% in 2 weeks. There still is worries about the variants, and also spring break. Will that spread anything? What will happen there? But on the other side of that is the fact that a record high 2.4 million vaccine doses are going into arms each day. That's the 7-day average of daily vaccinations. About 11.5% of the U.S. population now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Millions more Americans are eligible to get a vaccine this week as a lot of the states are broadening their pools. You're seeing lots and lots of younger people get the vaccine. For the first time, teachers in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. can totally get vaccines, right? There are Americans who are reluctant to get vaccinated, even though that, of course, is the easiest ticket to punch to herd immunity and a return to normal life. I've said this many, many times. About 70% to 85% of people have to achieve that immunity, either by surviving COVID-19, getting a vaccine, for the population to reach herd immunity. That's the point at which enough people are protected against a disease that it can't spread through the population. And now you have Donald Trump, who said again that get the shot. The shot is good. I got the shot. He's saying it. He's supporting that. He's letting people know, get the shot. I got it. And I say bravo for doing that, because there are a lot of people who are reluctant. Reluctant for fear of what's in the vaccine, reluctant because it's a macho thing and screw that, it's my freedom, I don't have to get a vaccine. Just not a vaccine person at all and feeling uncomfortable about the whole vaccine thing. I think, in fact, I know a couple of people that fall into that category, and no matter what you show them, tell them, etc., that's just exactly how they feel. So I'll be curious as to what number we ultimately hit, right? What's the number that we ultimately hit, and can we just get to that herd immunity, because it is so critical, and don't we all want to get there? I mean, it has been very, very long, my friends, and this isolation has done its damage on connections and relationships and education and so much more. I mean, the need to be connected, even for the most introverted among us, is quadrupled. It's really, really bad, and you can see that. We can see that with the spike in suicides and teen suicides, and how tough is it for these kids in school at all, you know, at all different levels, finding themselves graduating without having a senior year, being in college where they can't do the normal things they would do, young kids taking classes through, you know, staring at a screen and getting that the Zoom doom where it's just too much to consistently have to do that. So here's hoping that we really, really hit that herd immunity. So critical. And while we were talking about what was happening with Twisters, the interesting thing, and people are fascinated by this, the interesting thing about hurricanes is, you know, there's more warning, but people get weary of hurricanes because when they live in a hurricane place where there is the propensity for, or the possibility for a hurricane to hit their area, when they get too many false alarms, then they feel like, people feel like they don't want to leave, that they can ride it out. And what's interesting is the phenomenon before all the hurricanes hit of the naming of these storms. So some of the names have been retired and listen to the names that are off. They've been wiped off the list because there was a two-day virtual meeting of the World Meteorological Organization. There's a 28-country hurricane committee. It serves North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. And when they all got together, they decided they were going to retire some names. So you know what names they retired? Dorian, Laura, Ada, Iota. They're gone. Gone. That's it. Now, 2020, there was an unprecedented number of storms, 30 named Atlantic storms, and sadly led to 400 deaths, cost $41 billion in damages. And you've got a global pandemic going on, and then you had, of course, disaster striking in that direction, too. If you're curious about this, the Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 3rd, and storms are named because it's easier to identify in warning messages. So that's why they do that. Because I know some people think, well, why do they have that? And they just go down, boom, in alphabetical order. And then they reuse the names every 6 years, even if a hurricane is really devastating. But if it's really, really bad and they decide, well, we could always retire it and replace it. So Dexter will replace Dorian. I just think of the serial killer in that show. Dexter replaces Dorian on the list of names coming back in 2025. Leah replaces Laura in 2026. If there are more than 21 named storms in a year, this is all great trivia, right? That happened in 2005 and 2020, then that's when you start to go through the letters of the Greek alphabet and you start with alpha and beta. And then that's what happens. And there's, of course, an overflow list. And that's more than you need to know. But it's just, I think it's interesting that that's the reason why the storms are named, because it's so much easier to do the warnings and to let everybody know, that just to have the names and everybody understands what you're talking about. And then when they're talking about hurricanes, and people are so used to this now, that's exactly what happens. You just refer to it. You just refer to whatever the storm is. So I started off the show saying that if you want to do your taxes later, you can, and there's no penalty, meaning May 17th is now the deadline. That helps, I think, entrepreneurs, people have their own businesses because of filings and having to pay first quarter taxes if they owed for first quarter taxes. But if you are getting refunds, it may, I wonder if that would push you back. And it could, because there's such a backup, and that wouldn't be great for people who are waiting for the money to flow back in. The tide goes out, and then the tide comes in. And if you're waiting for that, it's different than for people who are paying and are paying that first quarter. But that's the pandemic, and that's the backup, and that's part of the whole stimulus thing and getting the stimulus out to people. And finally, speaking of getting out to people, you know, it's Gavin Newsom is probably happy in one sense of what's going on with Cuomo, and not happy about it, but happy that it's taking some of the spotlight off of him, but certainly not in California. There is a big effort to remove him as governor. Recall backers said on Wednesday they've collected, you know, over 2 million signatures. They needed 1.5 million to be valid for the measure to qualify for the ballot. So county officials have until April 29th to certify the results of their verification of the names. As of March 8th, the Secretary of State had verified 668,168 out of 1.1 million. I think they're going to get their recall. And remember, in 2003, there was a guy named Gray Davis who was removed and replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. What can happen this time around? We'll see, but I think they'll have that recall. Coming up next, we're talking about COVID and Facebook's efforts to get the word out on vaccinations.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Joined by Robert Cranham, who's the head of public affairs at Facebook. And, you know, we've been talking a lot, obviously, about COVID vaccines and how it's being delivered across the country. And there are certainly a lot of Americans that are trying to get the shots and that are eager to schedule them. So Facebook is involved in this. They want to help more people get vaccinated against COVID-19 by helping you learn more about the vaccines and find the location. That is so, so key. And they've got this new tool. So again, we're thrilled to talk to him. Robert, first of all, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. Good morning.
Tell us more about what Facebook's doing to get people vaccinated, like I mentioned.
Right. So what we're trying to do is to connect people with the right information, authoritative information around how to get vaccinated and where to get vaccinated if they so choose. Our data has found that the more people get authoritative information, for example, from the World Health Organization or from the CDC or maybe from their state and local officials, the more informed they feel and the more empowered they are to get a vaccine. And so we want to make sure that people have the most up-to-date information, one. And then two, once they've made the decision to get vaccinated, we want to put them in touch with the local pharmacy, the local hospital, the local state official that can help them get vaccinated.
Yeah, so that goes to what we were talking about, finding in your area. So if I am one of those people who's qualified for the vaccine, how is it that this tool is working, or how do I work that tool that can help me find one in my area?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kate. So when you log on to Facebook.com or Instagram.com, And you'll see in your feed the COVID vaccine information finder. You click on that tab. It, based on your location data, it will then find the local pharmacy, the local hospital, or the other local facility that actually has vaccine appointments. You click on that link and you make an appointment based on whatever your schedule permits. So what we're trying to be is a facilitator to connect you to local community people or organizations that are providing the vaccine.
Yeah. And Robert, you know that there is certainly some hesitancy and questions about getting a vaccine. That's the other part of this. How can you use Facebook as that resource to get more information to be better informed?
Yeah, so that's why we've partnered with the World Health Center and with Boston Children's Hospital to provide, among other health organizations, to provide authoritative information around the vaccines. We have found, to my earlier point, that the more information that you have with trusted sources, the more informed you feel and empowered you feel to make a decision around whether or not you want to get vaccinated or not. We define authoritative sources as the World Health Organization, or the Centers for Disease Control, or other health organizations that are qualified to give us information around the vaccines.
All right, perfect. So Facebook is the place to go. Robert Trainum, Head of Public Affairs at Facebook, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the vaccination, I said this earlier, it's worth saying the statistic again. If you're curious, 73.7 million have been vaccinated. And breaking the numbers down kind of in a different way, reinverting it from what I said earlier, 60.5% of the prioritized population and 22.2%, because this keeps numbers a rolling number, of the total population have been vaccinated. So that's the good news. And I mentioned that the numbers are really starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger because more people have access, thus this conversation about Facebook and people trying to figure out how can they get a vaccine in their neighborhood, where can they find a location, and the speed, it's all about speed to reach people. So Facebook is a great hub for that, getting the credible information and knowing where you can, you know, come back together after that and they've done a good job with this tool trying to make it happen by providing, let's face it, you know, information to billions of people, really, and being able to show, okay, this is they have the real-time aggregate trends in COVID-19 vaccinations. So that's got all that info there to help, again, with people who are hesitant but people who are curious and everything else in between. Because we want to squash this thing. There's no question. Hashtag get out of our life. We are tired of COVID. We are. The tired of the effect it's had on families, the people that have been lost, the people who are long haulers. You know, this is the other thing about COVID-19. Somewhere between 10% and 30% of the people who catch COVID-19 end up with those long-term symptoms. And that's now become shorthand, the long hauler with COVID. And they have lingering problems, especially if they had a bad bout with it where they were in the hospital on a ventilator and thank goodness survived, but were there for a long, a long time. A recent survey showed about 600 people who self-reported lingering symptoms after COVID-19. 47% saw no difference after the vaccination. 39% improved after getting a vaccination. That's good. 14% say they felt worse. This was done by Survivor Corps, a grassroots group of people with long-term COVID-19. So you know where that, came from. But, you know, the most common lingering symptom is fatigue. I mean, almost everybody who's had it, I've known people that have had it, they report that. They report sometimes the loss of taste and smell, but then it comes back. But everybody I've talked to had that fatigue, and it lasted for a while, months and months and months. And then maybe some difficulty concentrating, difficulty, you know, breathing, and then slowly but surely some of them, they start to see things change, and at least you certainly hope that happens. and you look at what's going to happen afterwards. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is, let's face it, our top infectious disease expert, he was in a congressional subcommittee meeting on Wednesday and said that the National Institutes of Health considers the lingering symptoms to be a major public health issue. And they've allocated about $1 billion to study the long COVID, the long haulers, and so that they know, because then a large trial, they'd have a large trial. That's why, to ensure that the vaccines truly get the credit for the improvements of the people who got the vaccines rather than just time, because that's what it's about. What is effective? What is effective? And, you know, there's two types of long haulers. People who had that severe, again, bout with the disease, and they got permanent damage to their heart, their lungs, or their liver. And then those who didn't suffer that much, but the physical symptoms have been tough to shake, right? Like that exhaustion that I mentioned. I mean, that's the really tough thing that somebody who, I mean, they can't explain it. They just feel super, super tired. They can go for only so long, and then they're out. They're done. They're, you know, that's it. They can feel it. They can feel it rolling up on them. Someone described it to me. They said it just kind of catches you a little bit off guard. I mean, it just kind of rolls. They described it to me as it kind of rolls over you. So now that people are getting vaccinated, Europe is having some of the problems that they're having, but they believe they'll get beyond those. When does travel open up? There's been a lot of discussion about that. And when it does, what will the customs be? You know, I mentioned this the other day. Will people be huggers? Will they shake hands? Will that be considered inconsiderate to go back to that because of what we've had? Will we still be social distancing? Will that become more normal? Well, how long will we wear masks? I mean, there's all these changes of what's happened in our life that will just become a common thing, especially for Americans who eventually go and travel abroad. What kind of a greeting would you get? What would be, you know, what would be considered what's expected, right? You know, it used to be if you went to Italy, everybody wanted to hug you. They did. A very, very touchy, touchy nation. But with everything that's happened there, I can't imagine, right? What's the new rule going to be? Some etiquette guru is going to have to come up with what they see as being what's accepted, I guess, and what's not. Ah, here's a virtual hug for all of you. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.